motherfucking live.
Radio.
Check it out, man. Good morning, good morning. That's your boy, Captain Smells So Good. Your man, not your boy. Shout out to Go Black Africa for that little corny phrase. You don't know what I mean, go to YouTube.com, look up Go, G-O, the number two, Black Africa. You know what I'm saying? All one word, Go Black to Africa. Check out the great videos my brother be putting down, you know what I'm saying? All right, but enough about the brothers, all right? So, welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio, Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGEradio.com. And today, hump day, Wednesday, I woke up. Don't ask me why, how I woke up. And first thing I went to go do on YouTube is research some old classical music for a project I'm working on. And, you know, the YouTube videos, they be having them old catfish pictures up. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the, it could even be Photoshop. I mean, you'll probably have the pictures of Photoshop anyway, because this chick look extremely weird, you know what I'm saying, with a damn 6-inch waist and her ass out for like 12 days and her titties going for 12 more days, you know what I'm saying? And then that's the picture, but then it's got the other chick on the other side just looking, you know, I guess she's the host. So she, you know what I'm saying? And then the caption to the picture is, make her drip. So it's just like, shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to click the classical music, but you know that human man in me. Human in me. You know what I'm saying? The human, the black man, the dark man in me. Couldn't get past clickbait. You know what I'm saying? And so I clicked on it, and when I sat there listening, I'm like, wow, you know, she actually got some damn intelligent points. And so... I know I do my thing, you know what I'm saying? I know I can get to the bedroom, I do my thing. And I'm a participatory person, you know what I'm saying? I'm a take that, pile smack, pocket fresh dough and all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to let y'all hear something, man. And this is, we're going to run through a couple of ladies off of YouTube, and I'll tell you who they are so you want to check them out on your own. And then, but that's what we're doing today, all right? So I want y'all to check out some shit, man, and sit back and enjoy it. This is Wrecking the Game Radio broadcasting from WDGEradio.com and all social media platforms, so you can always check us out, you know what I'm saying? Also got a calling number. So if anybody ever want to talk to me live when y'all be hearing me on air, you can always call me at 515-605-9713, and you can actually listen to the show live, you know what I'm saying, and participate. So it is what it is. All right, so without further ado, this first thing that we're going to get into, this is titled, What Women Secretly Want to Do in Bed. And you can hit up this beautiful queen at Nelly Monaco. That's M-E-L-L-I-M-O-N-A-C-O. Nelly Monaco up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I already hit the like button for, you know what I'm saying? Because I watched a little bit of it, you know, just out of curiosity, killing a cat. And I'm like, yeah, this will make for a very good show and possible follow-up discussion. You know what I'm saying? After we hash out some of these ways, you know what I'm saying, to hump. And so today's show, you know, is how to hump on hump day. Don't let the title mislead you. You know what I'm saying? Just let the information feed you. That's real. Okay, so here we go. Get into it right about now.
What's up, lovers? Today we're going to talk about some little freaky stuff. You know, not too freaky because, you know, still going to be PG-13, no problem anymore. But anyway, still going to be like decent, but I want to help you guys figure out what women do want you to do in the bedroom that they're secretly afraid to tell you. So, since I'm not afraid to fucking tell you, I'm going to tell you what women want in bed, pressure is on you most of the time, because a lot of women just feel like, okay, I got the pussy, my pussy good, so it's going to be fine. I don't have to work much. So a lot of women don't do much in the bed. So it's like, it's your time to shine and pressure is on you. So I want to help you to take the pressure, because it's so many things that can just, you know, throw you off. And I want it to be easier for you to actually, like, succeed. All right? So let's go. Number one is something that me and my girlfriend talk about a lot. We want you to make some noise. You guys be quiet, like fucking dead fish laying in bed. Like, why are you fucking quiet? It doesn't feel good. Like, that's what girls are thinking. As soon as you don't make any noise, they're going to be like, you're not liking it. If you don't make noise, I'm going to be like, are you okay? Am I hurting you? Like, you know, I'm going to ask you some questions, because I'm like, why are you not making any noise? So when I'm talking about noise, I'm not talking about you, like, sounding like a girl. Like, no, we don't want that. We want you to be in the fucking bed texting us. So we want you to be men.
I got to hit you.
Make sure you make her come first. Please, because for you guys it's so much easier to come. So make sure, and then if you want number three, again, basic stuff, foreplay and afterplay. You guys be just like so quick to be like, hey, I want to put it in. No, take your time. You guys have time. I know you want to get to the best part, but like, I think it's so much better. The anticipation of getting to the best part is more the best part right away, I think. But I don't know. But again, as a woman, I'm telling you, a lot of women like foreplay way better than they like actual sex.
So, right.
Play with her, do some stuff, like,
which is weird, because that don't work for Jamaican people. Jamaican niggas don't eat pussy,
you know
what I'm saying? So, that ain't
gonna
work for everybody.
And then same with the after play, you know, you got yours, she got hers, hopefully. And then just don't turn around and, like, go sleep on your side. Like, women feel abandoned when you do that type of shit. I'm not talking all women, but a lot. They will feel abandoned. So, just try to be cool, like just cuddle for a little bit, you know, and then when you get to go to sleep, if you want to go to your side, go to your side. But I'm telling you, women don't feel good after you come and everybody's on their own side.
Right.
Most women. Number four, guide her. You are the fucking man. Let her know that you are the man. I'm not saying that you can't let her take initiative or anything, but I'm telling you, at this point, like, she's with you because you're a man and she wants a man. So she want to be tender in a certain way. She wants to know that she's dealing with a man, you know. And unless she's a dominatrix and she wants you to shut the fuck up and she want to whip you, I don't know. But most women will want you to take charge and, like, know who is God, because women like people who are dominant. They want dominant male. That's a characteristic that they always look for. Like, they're like masculine men. But yeah, just guide her. Tell her what to do. They like it. I know, as much as they're going to say, hey, I don't like it. They like it. Tell her what to fucking do. Number five, which is also something very simple that a lot of guys don't do. While you are excited, why can't you kiss her? Kiss her. Kiss on her body. Kiss on her mouth. Kiss, because it's a lot of guys, when they put it in, they lose it. Like, it's just a, let's go, and there's no more, like, sensual touch, sensual kisses. There's none of that. Women love that, and they would, I'm telling you, even if she doesn't come, but the fact that you were still, like, caring about her, kissing on her, and all that, she's going to feel so much better. I'm telling you, it's for you, I'm telling you that for you. I'm also telling it for the women, because we be encountering, like, people that are crazy sometimes, but I'm telling you, that would go a long way with her. Number six, look at her in her eyes. That gives some type of, like, intimacy. Like, I know maybe you're just fucking her because you're not a bitch, but I'm telling you, I'm talking to you, is that your girl, and you want her to enjoy herself. You know, look at her in her eyes. That gives her a different connection, and she doesn't feel like, you know, she's being used. I mean, I don't know. She shouldn't think that regardless, but I'm telling you, that helps her feel safe and secure with you, because she's like, okay, he's with me, he's looking at me, it's me and him. It helps. Number seven. Being boring is the worst in bed. Like, seriously, once it becomes something like, hey, we always do this position, and that's it, this is so fucking boring. Seriously, guys, I know you might have your favorites, but you need to try some other stuff, because once she's bored, it's pretty much over. So my advice is learn some new positions. I know there's so much you can do, but whatever. Learn some new positions. Do a little role play. Come home, like, with, I don't know, what are you? You're a firefighter, a policeman, I don't know what you like, but try to do a little role play. Maybe one day you talk dirty, I don't know if she's into it, but try to switch it up, because I'm telling you, when routine gets into the sex life, probably your relationship is over, because now she's always going to look for somebody that's going to be more fun, and that's going to give her more than what you're giving her. So I'm telling you, keep that fresh in the bedroom at all times. And number eight, I know you guys be thinking everybody wants to get slapped or whatever, but it's not true. Yeah. Everybody doesn't like to get slapped on their ass, because sometimes it hurts. I mean, some women like it, some don't. But I'm telling you, what 100% women would like is when you grab her, like, you're firm, you grab her without hurting her, but, like, letting her know who is here, who's up. Like, you can choke her a little. I mean, you choke me, I'd be laughing, but it still feels good. So you just got to find what works for her. But again, like I said in the previous point, women like masculine men. And if you show her who is God, show her that you in charge, and you know what you're doing. She's just going to go for it. And I'm telling you, it's really mental. Like, a lot of women, they don't come because there's too much in their head. So if you can get her out of her head and more into the moment with you, because it's just, like, so passionate, and you grab her and you do whatever, I'm telling you, she's going to go for it. And she's probably going to come even faster. So that's it. So that was my 8 points that women really want you to do, but they don't really say it because they don't know how to. So if you can do them without her even asking you, I'm telling you, she's going to come back for more. All right, guys. I hope that was helpful. If you have any tips that you want to share with this little community that we have going to, you know, help each other out about you do that turns the women crazy, you know, during sex. So leave that in the comments, and we'll have a little combo about it. All right? I'll talk to you later.
There you go. All right. So that's number one. All right. So we you know, we let the ladies talk to the men today. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of y'all be helped. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the advent of the internet. Thank you for the advent of YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's giving y'all some audio and visual instructions on how to, you know what I'm saying, please a woman. Because a lot of y'all do that. A lot of y'all do talking about, I don't eat pussy, but you quick to pull your dick out and talk about suck my dick. Life is a two-way street, people, all right? Takes two to tango, all right? It's all the yin and yang, okay? Anything that you want somebody to do to you, you got to expect to be able to do it too. What the fuck you mean? You can't sit up here and dish it out and not be able to take it. You know what I'm saying? That's how that motto and everything goes. If you can't dish it out, if you're going to dish it out, you know what I'm saying, you got to be able to take what you dish out, all right? Let me give a quick commercial, man, before we line up this next tidbit, you know what I'm saying? And it's for all the fellas out there, man. All the fellas, I ain't playing this for you stud muffin motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying? This is for all you ladies, all men out there trying to please, you know what I'm saying, your queen, please your woman, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Right now on Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship, Smelly Pride 3013. Hey, let me give a quick shout out to Miss Computer Lady out there, you know what I'm saying? And congratulations on your new marriage and everything. You're going to be a newlywed in 2021. It is what it is. And congratulations to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully he must already know, you know what I'm saying, what's going down on this show, because he got you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. If y'all get to the point where y'all getting married, I'm pretty sure y'all doing these techniques, you know what I'm saying, already. You know what I'm saying? Already.
Hey, honey. What's for breakfast this morning?
Nigga, please.
Hey. Can't you just tell me what's for breakfast?
Nigga, please.
Introducing the tasty new breakfast cereal that's so nutty and crunchy, you'll say,
nigga, please.
Hey, Joey, some good cereal. What is it?
Nigga, please.
Nigga, please. Nigga, please.
Nigga, please.
Packed with vitamins. But so tasty, even kids will say,
more nigga, please.
A high-fiber blend of 7 all-natural grains, oats, barley, and...
Oh, man, I love these old throwback commercials. I be throwing them in, you know what I'm saying? here and there, we don't have any, official sponsors yet, but we're working on them. We're working on them, all right? Now, I'm going to give you one more from the same chick, Melly Monica, and then we're going to go on to another chick, you know what I'm saying, who got something to say. But I think both of these tie in together, and I like her little advice, you know what I'm saying? And so we're going to get to it. Shout out to Melly Monica, Monaco, you know what I'm saying, MelliMonaco, like commercial, you know what I'm saying? Almost. All right, so this part right here is called How to Approach Women and flirt at a bar or at a party. And I swear I need to put this on a big-ass speaker and play this to some, because y'all youth don't know shit. You teenagers don't know shit. And half of you men, when I go to, well, when I used to, this is even when I used to, but I'm a DJ, so I've been and watching. Y'all motherfuckers are wall holders. Y'all hold up the wall, hold up the bar, y'all hold up the bar stool. But y'all don't motherfucking engage. Y'all are not engagers anymore, as if you just come there to look and women come there to dance by themselves or with other women. I don't know what the hell you dudes got going on, but hopefully, you know what I'm saying, today we'll get a breakthrough.
What's up, lovers? So today, I'm doing a video that someone requested, and they were like, okay, it's cool, you're getting all this game or whatever, but how do I approach the girl? So that's why I want to make this video about how you can approach the girl and be successful, or should I say, how to flirt so you know that she wants you and then you know you can approach, you know, because if there is no sign, please abort the mission, abort, because some people see that there is no sign and they still come, and then they get to the girl and the girl is like, why are you talking to me? And then they're surprised. I mean, the girl should never talk like that, obviously, but they're still surprised that the girl rejected them. I was like, it was no sign that she liked you, but you felt bored and went, and now you're mad because she rejected you. Again. Anyway, let's go. Number one, when you try to approach a girl, you should look if she's single. Because, I mean, you might not know, but, you know, some people wear a ring. And if there is a ring, that means that she's not available. She might still be want to cheat, and I don't know, but is that the girl you want to go for? I wouldn't recommend, but you do what you want. So number one, check out if she has a ring, a wedding ring. Because then, or engagement, because you know not to go. Don't go. There's other women. Bunch of single ones. Go for those. Number two, you guys already know, eye contact. Because you're far, unless you're already sitting next to her, I don't know. But if you're far, you got to do the eye contact thing to see if she's inviting you. And so again, I'm going to repeat that one. And you look away, you look away, and then, but you make sure that she fucking sees you. And then when you guys catch eyes like together, you stay a little, and then you move on. You know, you gotta have like that swag in your eyes. You know, you guys have it, and I know you have it, you just don't try it enough. So you gotta keep on trying. I'm telling you, you gotta try in the mirror. You look, you're like, yeah, I look good, and then you look away. I'm telling you, it's the art. You guys probably already know how to do it, but that's what you do. And then when you, so I would say catch her once, and then the second time you catch their eyes again, they lock in, this time smile. Smile, but you know, a little, like a little smile, not like, why are you so pretty? No, not like that, just like, you're cool, you're chill, you're not thirsty, you got swag. Oh, they're biting me today. Number three. Get up and go talk to her. Once that happens, the eye contact, go and talk to her. Don't wait too long, because if you wait too long and she's looking at you, she's going to be like, he's scared. And if you're scared, then it's like, okay, in her mind, okay, he's not confident, he's not sure he can get me, he thinks I'm higher than him, all this is going to start going. So once you see what's up, go there. Be confident. When you walk towards her, don't walk too fast, because then it's like, you're just, you know, don't walk too fast, but don't walk too slow. Don't have like a gangster walk, you know, I don't know how you guys be doing it, but like walk regular, like just regular, because women walk and they be like, what's up, you know, I mean, women look at everything, so just walk regular, your regular walk, but be bold, just walk straight to her, no hesitation, no nothing, you go there. Number four, so once you're there, don't freeze, so if you freeze, then it's like, yeah, you got something to say, like, no, so don't freeze, stay confident, and don't look weird, don't look creepy, don't be like, so, what's up, baby, like, don't be like that, just please be regular, and then, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, don't give no compliment, I'll be like, give a compliment, but not a, like a usual compliment, not just like, oh, you're so pretty, or nothing like this, like, try to be a little bit inventive, and more like, I mean, you don't gotta be inventive, but like something that's more focused or more like precise, like, wow, you have a beautiful smile. You know, that's cool, because I mean, people might say that to her, but at least you're precise. You're not just saying, oh, you're pretty. Just say something, or I like your top. Like, you dress really nicely, something. Don't go there and be like, damn, that ass girl. Like, obviously, that's not going to work, you know. And also, after you give the compliment, what I recommend is to make a joke. I mean, I'm not saying you got to be a comedian or anything, but I'm telling you, because when people give a compliment to someone, usually the compliment makes them like a little uncomfortable. And unless you're dealing with girls that are like conceited and they're like, I know. You know, not those girls, because I hope that's not the girls you're going for. But when you give a girl a compliment, I mean, I'm going to take for example myself. You come and give me a compliment, I might blush a little bit and say thank you and be a little uncomfortable. Well, if you make a joke right after, okay, I heard the compliment, but now it's a joke so we can laugh, you know, so it makes me more at ease. Even if I know it's just a compliment, I shouldn't be feeling uncomfortable, but it does make people uncomfortable and put pressure on them. Because it's like, I don't know. When people give me compliments, I'm just like, oh, thank you, and kind of like, let me go. I don't know. I don't want to be around. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. But I'm telling you, a bunch of women do get a little uncomfortable when receiving compliments. So make a joke. So it's going to lighten up the mood and then lighten up the draws.
There you go. All right.
Totally random.
Of course, YouTube got to do their little interjects on the commercials and shit. Unofficially, you know what I'm saying? I don't represent they shit. So, all right, back into part two. Here we go.
Number five. I know a bunch of people are going to be like, no, don't do that. You never know. But I'm telling you, touch her. You got to touch her because that's going to break the ice. I'm telling you, some women are going to... It depends, again. I guess you got to know who you're dealing with, as usual. But I'm telling you, like, if you come up to her and you're confident and then you touch her, obviously, I'm not saying you go grab her ass. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, you can touch her. But what I'm saying is, like, when you are confident when you talk, you got to be confident when you touch her, too. Because if you go and you're hesitant, you're a little worried when you go to touch her, it's going to feel like a disconnect. And then that's how you come off as creepy. So if you decide to go touch, like, if when you talk, you're confident. When you touch her, you got to be confident. So the safest way to touch her is to touch her between 1 and 3 seconds. So not longer, because you become creepy. Because, you know, maybe you're like, hey, we're going to go sit over there. Just put your hand in the back of her, in her lower back, not too close to the ass. But don't guide her. Be like, we're going to go over there. You want to come? Or, like, touch her shoulder. Hey, we're going to sit over there. Come with us. You only become creepy when pretty much you don't know how to read what she's sending you. Like, you're not picking up on the social cues that she's like, yo, you're weird. So you not being able to read that, that's how you become creepy. So when you do touch her, you also got to read her. You got to see if she's comfortable with it. Like, when you touch her shoulder, if she's like this, you know, then why not to touch her again? Because she doesn't feel that comfortable with you yet. Doesn't mean she doesn't feel comfortable at all. But she doesn't feel as comfortable. Oh my God, that's crazy, like vitamin C. Not saying that it's there for you and it's never going to work, but at this time, she's not comfortable enough. So just chill. Don't touch her again. Or when you put your hand on her lower back and then she comes and grab your hand and be like this, you fucking know. You know you're not done. Or when you're like, okay, we're going to go over there and then she gets up and grab your hand, you already know what's up. She's cool with you touching her. Same, while you're having a drink, maybe you're not letting her come with us. You're having a drink with her, and then you can put your hand on her knee. I'm telling you, you can. You just got to be confident when you do it, and then she's going to be like, oh, okay. Or even, you know, you can do it with your knee. You know, I'm showing you my knee now, but like when you're like this, like for example, you guys are sitting down next to each other. I'm trying to show you. You're sitting down right here, and you know, you're making a joke, and you're like, ha! And you know, you touch her with your knee on her knee, and see how she reacts. That's going to let you know, because a girl who don't want to be touched is going to say, yo. She's not going to say, maybe. But she's going to, like, turn her leg the other way, so just to make sure that you cannot do that again. So that's the cue that you can pick up on and decide, like, okay, she likes me, she don't like me, maybe I need to chill. Number six, do not trap her. And when I'm saying trapping, it's not like you're trapping, you're taking her into your house or anything like that. It's more like, for example, if you're sitting at the end of the bar and like where she's sitting there is the wall, and then you come right here, she's not going to like that, because I mean, it depends who it is, but a lot of women, you know, they want to feel secure, they want to feel safe, and they want to feel like they have an exit route. So if you come in and, like, the wall is here, she's right here, and you're right here, she's going to go nowhere. So she's going to feel maybe a little uncomfortable because she's like, yo, I can't get out of this. So, you know, so make sure that you're the one who put, you put your back on the wall. Or you move a little bit because maybe she's not going to want to move feet, you know, if you're sitting down. But, like, don't come at her like this where she cannot go nowhere. It's open for her because if she want to walk away, she can. At least she doesn't feel trapped. Because, again, if she doesn't feel comfortable, she's going to think it's creepy. She's going to be worried and, you know, so make sure she feels comfortable. And number seven, you know, so you introduce yourself, you're talking, the conversation is rolling and everything. You got to know when to exit. Because the woman came there, maybe she came for the dudes to come and talk to her, but maybe she just came to enjoy herself, have a drink by herself. So if you want to approach her, you can. I'm not saying don't approach her because she don't want you to talk to her. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, you can come and talk to her, but you got to know when to leave. Because she probably, I mean, it depends. Maybe she's that comfortable. She was looking for somebody to come and talk to her, so she will want you to stay. But some women are going to be like, okay, you can approach me. Get to do this and get the fuck out. We'll talk when we decide to go out together. So that's when you need to know when to exit. So, for example, if it's at a party and you know that you're going to see her again, most likely, you just talk like maybe 5 minutes, and then even five sounds a little too much. But you can talk for a little bit, and then you're like, okay, I'll see you around. And then you keep on going with your night talk to other women. Obviously, try to, you know, again, have the social approval with hanging out with good-looking women and all that, and still going to be watching. And then before you leave, perfect excuse, hey, I'm about to go. I had a great time talking to you. Do you want us to get a drink? I would say, again, don't try to get the number. Try to get the date. Then ask for the number so then she doesn't feel like, what is he going to do with my number? Why does he need my number? You know, just be more like, yo, let's go on a date Thursday. Or tell her what you want to do Thursday, whatever. But I'm telling you, asking for the date is better than asking for the phone number. Because nowadays, you're going to ask for the phone number. She's going to be like, I gave you my Instagram. Telling you, because that's what girls do nowadays. But if you ask for a date, she's going to say yes or no. And if she says no, well, you don't need the fucking number. We don't need to be texting her and trying to convince her that she needs to go out with you at this point. No, fuck that. Next, there's other ones in the party that you're going to be able to talk to. So ask for the date, then ask for the number. And if it's at a bar and, you know, like maybe you're on your way out or you might not see her again because, you know, it's not a fucking party where you're going to run into her again, then just tell her, would you like to get to know each other a little more? Like, let's go on a date or let's go running. I don't know what you can take girls on out on. I can speak as usual. But just find something and then get the number and then we'll see. If she says no, next. The issue for a bunch of guys is that you guys put so much pressure on your shoulder. The girl is human. Yes, maybe she's pretty. Maybe she's not even pretty. Maybe she's a bitch. Maybe she's not a bitch. Who knows? But I'm telling you, like, stop with the pressure. The only thing she's going to say is yes or no. Big deal. She says no, you're like, all right, it was nice talking to you. You know, never leave and be like, bitch. Or, you know, or leave and be like, see, she don't know, like, she didn't know what I don't know what you guys be telling yourself, but you guys be mad. Some guys be mad because you refuse to give a number. They don't even know. Maybe you have a boyfriend. Maybe you have something. You just get mad. I'm telling you, be gracious about it. Because who knows? You might run into her. Let's say she said no because she had a boyfriend. You might run into her later on. I don't know. Maybe in 6 months and she's not with the boyfriend. But she's going to remember that she talked to you and that you were not bitter. You were able to accept that she said no. Mm-hmm. She's going to be like, oh, damn, that's a dude. Like, I remember we talked for a little bit. It was cool. And the fact that you didn't get mad because she didn't give you the number is a plus. Like, why are you getting mad because somebody said no? Like, rejection is part of life. And deal with it. Like, seriously. Don't be mad. Don't be bitter. Just be like, all right, it was nice talking to you. Have a good evening. And you dip. You leave graciously. Like a fucking man. Because people, men who get mad for women not giving them numbers are pussies. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody that gets mad, but you're a pussy. Why are you mad? Because I didn't give you the number.
That part.
Anyway,
I know a lot of you soft-ass
so that's it. That's the seven steps. That's the what you need to do to flirt, approach, and get the fucking number. So hopefully you'll get the number. Hopefully that works. If you guys have some other tricks that you think work for you, please put them in the comments to help everybody out. And don't forget to follow me at Nelly Monaco and at Nelly Love Exo on Instagram. Talk to you soon.
You know what I'm saying? I thought, hey, she, woo, I gotta get this quick commercial there, man. Unofficial, you know what I'm saying? Fast. 30-32. Damn, my bad, y'all. I mean, what the hell done happened? All right. Well, we're getting right back into it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. It is what it is. We were just getting into 8 steps. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're going to get back into it. This is 8 signs to know if a woman is attracted to you by Jessica Oles on YouTube.com. You know what I'm saying? Today, we talking about, you know, it's hump day. So learn how to hump, you know what I'm saying? On hump day. All right, you're liable to start to smell the prize. Get back into it, man, you know what I'm saying? All right, here we go.
There's no foolproof way to know if someone likes you without actually directly asking. But there's some specific physical and sometimes behavioral signs that can help you gauge whether there's underlying interest. To be honest, though, when in doubt, if you're not sure if someone actually likes you, maybe you should just ask them. However, if you're the type who finds it difficult to, then this video is for you. We're going to talk about top signs to know if a woman is attracted to you. Welcome to the channel. So today we're going to talk about the top behavioral signs that show that a woman is attracted to you. And as usual, you know, I don't waste too much time. Just smash the like button and I'll jump right in. Go ahead. It doesn't bite. Okay, sign number one. Is she always fidgeting in your presence? Now, this might seem like something that's completely off, but if you pay attention, you know, sometimes when people are too close to you and they like you so much, it sort of manifests in a few things that they do repetitively. So, for instance, she might be playing with a lock of her hair whilst you're talking, and she's just going round and round and round, you know, with a lock of her hair. It could be, for instance, fiddling with her earring. So you're talking to her, and she's just going, like, soaking every single word that you put out. It might be a good sign that she's interested and attracted, for that matter. So all I'm trying to say
is
somebody may react in anxiety or excitement to a person that they're crushing on or really, really attracted to. And sometimes they're not even aware that they're doing these things. So is the woman you want to get to know doing some of these things when you have a chat with her? It might be a sign of attraction. However, there's a thin line. You know, sometimes if she tends to be looking at her watch a lot or sort of using her phone as a distraction, it might mean that she wants to get as far away from you as possible, and you should be able to decipher that so you don't make a big fool out of yourself, okay?
You don't miss the first half.
Communication. So, I mean, when someone really likes you, it's obvious they always make an effort to try to reach out, see how you're doing. They're constantly looking for ways to stay in communication with you.
It's for the men today.
Today
is for the men. You know what I'm saying? I'm dedicating the show to the men. I'm also on my radio show on WDG Radio.
So if she has
one show dedicated to the men,
wants to hear from you constantly,
and keeping them some skills, you know what I'm saying?
Calls you, you know, goes out of her way to call you, check on you, then maybe, just maybe, there is some kind of attraction there that you can begin to use to your advantage. Number 3, flirty physical contact. Now, this happens a lot, and guys tend to be the ones to perpetuate this, where Let's say if you go out with a guy and he really likes you, some way, somehow, before the night ends, he will find a way to touch your thigh. I don't know if it's just me, and if there are any ladies watching this video, please drop a comment in the comment section. I want to know that I'm not alone here. But a lot of guys do that. It's two things. They're either touching your thigh, let's say if you're sitting next to them in the car, they'll find a way to touch your thigh or a way to hold your hand. Now, I'm saying if this person makes an extra effort to touch you, you know, so maybe you're chatting, okay? You say something funny, and she goes like, ha, 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 puts her hand on your shoulder. And once the laugh is done, she doesn't readily take it off. That's a good sign. It means that she may be attracted to you in some form of way, and you can actually see that as an invitation. Because trust me, if a woman doesn't like you, she's not touching you. She doesn't even want you anywhere close, though she definitely will not be the one to initiate a touch. If a woman touches you, holds on to your hand a little longer, or does anything that seems a little out of the ordinary when it comes to personal space and people around you observing it, you know, chances are she is attracted to you. So that is a green light. Green light.
Green light, goddamn it. Hey, check it out. This is a little commercial break in between this ad. And just letting y'all know, you know what I'm saying? We this is learning how to hump. You know what I'm saying? Hump day. So it's Wednesday, hump day, naturally. You know what I'm saying? So I woke up and I was downloading some classical music off of YouTube. And clickbait. You know what I'm saying? The damn clickbait is what caught me. It was a picture of a big booty chick with a thin waist, big breast, and then the caption said, make her drip, with a chick on the side, you know what I'm saying, looking like she the host. So, of course, you know what I'm saying? I don't click on what the fuck that is, you know what I'm saying? So when I clicked on it, it was the chick going in on how to approach a woman, you know what I'm saying, successfully. And then how to make love to a woman, basically, when you're in the room, you know what I'm saying? How to, you know, make noise, touch her, and all that kind of stuff. So it was actually really, really good. So it led into a good topic, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, that's why we playing these videos, you know what I'm saying, from the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Representing for men trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all women satisfied out there and get you niggas up. Get your men out there tightened up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, tightened up. Here we go. This is still going on with Jessica O's 8 signs to know if a woman is attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Hershey coming through. Appreciate that, baby. And here we go. Make do what it do.
Okay. Number 4, asking a lot of questions. So there have been dates where I've gone out to, and as soon as I met the guy, I knew that I did not want the conversation or this. I didn't want to see them again, basically. And what I did was I was truly, genuinely bored. I was not trying to get to know them, you know. If they asked me a question, I'd answer, but I'd never be bothered to ask about them. And that usually shows that a woman is not interested in continuing whatever it is you're trying to start. However, if she's interested, she's asking about...
Let's y'all share the broadcast when y'all come in. Share the broadcast.
She's asking about, you know, where you're from, where you were. She's interested in your hobbies, you know. And she's actually engaged in a full-on conversation of trying to get to know you. That's definitely a good sign. It's something you can build on. It means that she may actually like you, and there might be an iota of attraction, that first stone or brick that you would need to begin to build the foundation of your friendship and eventually your relationship. All right? Number 5, they remove all physical barriers. So, for instance, if you're at a restaurant together, she could possibly reach across the table, you know, and touch your hand. Or if you were sitting at a bar, maybe at the bar, proper on bar stools, you know, she would throw her stool a little closer or lean in when you guys are trying to have a conversation. These are really interesting body language signs that you guys need to be really, really wary of, because you can miss it, you know. And these are little things, like even the way she crosses her legs. Is the leg that's on top of the other facing you, or is it pointing away from you? These could be very easy, simple ways to know whether this woman is fully engaged in getting to know you and possibly attracted to you as well, as opposed to her not being or feeling any kind of attraction for you. And so pay attention to women who are quick to remove all physical barriers. You know, like if you just met, she wouldn't mind hugging you. And that's not the same as men, because a lot of men do this. Like, they'll meet a woman and then they'll say, oh no, I don't want to shake your hand, I'm a hugger. You know?
Right.
Not
me.
All people like being hugged by people they do not like or just met. So if you ask me, shelve that. Scratch it. Instead, give her a firm handshake, let her know that you're pleased to meet her. And then if by the end of the night, by the time you guys are done engaging, she actually wants a little more, or you can tell, you try to initiate a hug and she hugs you back, then that is definitely a good sign. So when a woman likes you, the thing to remember is that she removes all physical barriers. Number six, does she take the lead on making plans? I mean, someone who likes you will always take the lead on making plans. So, like, you know, let's say you guys just met today, had lunch. Next thing she's saying, oh, so when I'll see you again? Friday? Is Friday good? Friday's good. 2 p.m.? All right, see you there for dinner. You know, and she's always, like, taking the lead. I want to see you again. She's creating an environment and a space for you to be able to operate, you know. Because if you really like this woman, then you are also going to be available, you know, to her and sort of work your way into her schedules. However, do take note that some women, depending on the stage of life she's in, may not necessarily be too available all the time. But, I mean, this is just to say that even when she does have a little downtime, she'll be thinking to make plans with you, meet up with you, and, you know, just to get to know you better. For me, that's a big sign of attraction. Because when a woman is not interested, trust me, after your lunch date, you will not hear from her again.
Right.
Number seven, attentiveness. So this kind of ties in with what I said earlier about her wanting to get to know you. You know, whilst you're blabbing about yourself, what you do, et cetera, you can almost tell that this lady is swallowing your every word. She really does not want to miss one single word because she genuinely wants to know who you are. She's intrigued by you. And so I think that when you are with a woman who is really being attentive to everything you say, is contributing back to the conversation, is following keenly, it's a good sign. It probably means that she's a good conversationalist, or maybe she just really likes your company and would like to see you again. There is some kind of level of attraction that could actually inure to your benefit. So work it. Number eight. And the last and final pointer I will give you, or sign I will give you, is this. You score an introduction to their loved ones. Now, this does not come easy. You know, there are people who've been in relationships for such a long time, and they still have not met the friends, have not met the parents. But here you are, you meet her, say, a week before, and suddenly she's letting you into her inner circle. Whatever that is for her could be meeting her family or meeting her closest friends. It's usually a good sign. It means that she thinks highly of you and thinks that you'll be a good fit into her current status. That could be a clear indication that a woman is actually interested in you and would like to get to know you a bit better. So these are eight behavioral signs that show that a woman is attracted to you. I hope that this video helps. If it does, you know what to do.
Really?
Support your girl by smashing the like button. And if you haven't subscribed,
yeah,
to the
channel, eight signs know if a woman is attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? That's real. You know what I'm saying? I feel some other points. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she did what she did. And, you know, listen, if you over 40 and you ain't and any of this stuff is new to you, something's definitely wrong. You know what I'm saying? something's definitely wrong. I'm just saying, if you go over 40, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me drop one of these quick unofficial ads, man. You know what I'm saying? Unofficial.
Love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Ladies, have you ever been embarrassed by those messy, sticky, embarrassing yellow cum stains on your bed sheets, dresses, and panties? Well, we have the answer for you. Come Out. This revolutionary new product will remove all those nasty things created by oral sex. Just spray it on, rub it in, and put it in the washer. And little scrubbing bubbles will do the work for you. Plus, ladies, it even makes an excellent spermicide. So, ladies, look for the can with a bright pink top. Ask your friendly grocer for it by name. Swim Out.
Oh, man, got a little in the window commercials. All right, let's get back into it, y'all. All right. Now, this is 7 ways to get a woman to constantly think about you. And this is by Miss Jessica O again. All right.
I'm super. Thank you very much for asking. So today, I'm outdoors. I'd like to take a moment to share this with you. How do you get a woman to constantly think about you? Is it even possible? I mean, I'm imagining.
All right, so we're wrapping it up, man.
You've met this girl.
Pay attention to all these points that these women make, you know what I'm saying? You know that you lack in any areas, go on YouTube now. You know what I'm saying? Get your game up. You know what I'm saying? If not, go and talk to a female friend. You know what I'm saying? And kick some real questions to her and get the dialogue from her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey there. So you welcome back. My name is Jessica.
This is the World All y'all do is listen.
So
watch the sign. You know what I'm saying? When it's your time, it's your time. You know, can't rush love. That's one thing you can't do. Love is going to find you. You're going to find love. You know what I'm saying?
We'll jump right in. If you like the video, don't forget to smash
it. It is what it is. And all right, so y'all be out, man. Be safe. Stay blessed. Stay unstressed. And I'll see y'all on the other side. Kevin Smith, so good.
Let's jump right in. Number one, leave a good impression. Now,